Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And we've got another guest with us here on the Napcast.
Yay.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anna Lutenager.
Hello, Anna Lutenager.
Well, glad to have you on the show. So this show, we're going to go ahead and we're going to ask you a random question. So Anna, what is your favorite song that you've listened to recently?
Ooh. That's really hard.
The song question is always hard.
Well, that's why I added the caveat of recently. Maybe that makes it easier because sometimes in like the last couple of days, you've got a song you've just been listening to over and over.
That is true. I do have a song that's been stuck in my head for the past 2 days.
Is it your favorite song? Or is it just stuck in your head?
It's a good song, though.
That's a good song.
Which song would this be?
Fly Me to the Moon.
I don't actually know that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
With Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's a classic. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go
find
it.
Big band, 40s.
Chances are I've actually heard it.
Oh, you've heard it before.
I don't know the song just by the name. So, all right. Now, Anna, as a guest on our show, you have the chance to ask either one of us or both any question you would like to.
I'll ask you both a question.
All right.
What's your favorite type of wood?
Favorite type of wood?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I'm going to have to go with would you rather. I'm just kidding.
Just because we do that a lot on this
all
show.
All the time. Favorite type of wood.
I'm going to have to say oak.
Oak.
Mm. Oak is my favorite wood.
That's
it's very,
choice.
Very heavy, but it looks so pretty.
Okay. In my limited experience with woods, I'm a huge fan of either mahogany or ebony, just because I like the names, to be honest.
Maple wood is also pretty neat, too.
It is, yeah. Actually. My context here is I'm thinking, what kind of wood would I love to have as a chess set? Like mahogany or ebony or things like that. Those would be fun to have.
I'm thinking, what would I want to be in my house?
Oh, okay. I'm not as practical as Seth is, so.
I'm going to go for a nice red oak.
Red oak.
Especially a stained red oak.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
All right, so for this episode, we're going to play a game of, surprise, surprise, would you rather?
It's almost like a thing at this point.
I think it is, actually. We might as well continue it while we're at it.
I mean, yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and start off. I've got a question for the both of you, and then we'll go around the circle to Seth, and then to Anna, and then for a while.
All right.
So, would you guys rather lose an arm and one foot, or lose a leg and one hand?
How do you lose an arm but not a hand?
No,
I'm very confused.
It's like, would you lose your entire leg and then just a hand, or your entire arm and then just your foot? So it's like different proportions of each, I guess, if that helps. That's how I understand it, but you can understand it differently.
See, I feel like I need my feet for less things than I need my hands.
Would they be easier to replace prosthetically
or something? Probably. I mean, it's very hard to duplicate the dexterity of a human hand, particularly human fingers. So
that's
I
true.
Feel like that being said...
The problem is you're going to lose your hand
either
way.
Yeah, you're going to lose it no matter what.
No, I don't.
But do you want to lose...
I want my hands.
Well, would you rather have your entire leg, but just your foot replaced and then missing your entire arm... Or be just replace your hand, but then, you know, have your entire leg still. Or is it
This is hard.
It's a lose a hand, lose a leg, or lose an arm, lose a foot.
Yes. Now, which one would you rather have?
Well.
This is a life-altering decision
right here. I'd rather lose an arm and a foot, probably.
Your entire arm. And what is your rationale behind this monumentous decision?
I like walking.
Fair.
Walking.
I mean, walking is great, but so is eating.
You have another hand.
Well, yeah, but what if it's your dominant hand that
Ooh,
you
Ooh, but there's no...
Your dominant arm.
Then the other one becomes dominant because you're using it for all the other
stuff. What about
this,
though?
Fair.
Another way you can interpret the question is, what if, when you're losing an arm and a foot, if you lose your entire arm, but you just get a foot shorter?
Ooh. See, I'd go for that, too.
But then you still lose your entire
Interesting.
Arm.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you can do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Soul Surfer?
Yeah.
I have. It was a long time ago, though. That's a good option. So, Anna, you're going to go with, you're going to lose an arm and one foot.
I think I'm going to say the same for different reasons.
What's your reason?
It is, if I have to pick between a prosthetic arm and a prosthetic hand, I think they've made more progress with arms. So, yeah, I'm gonna say arm and one foot.
All right. So... As it turns out, you guys are slightly in the minority.
Oh, of course we are.
Of course. It's 47%.
Oh,
so it's actually really close. 47 would rather lose an arm
and a
foot.
I mean, with a question like that, I wasn't expecting much else.
It's going to be a split decision. Okay.
All right.
Boo, get off the stage.
Wait, what stage? We're on a stage?
Well, I'm off the rug.
We're in a sound stage, but...
All right. So, Seth, what have you got for us?
All right. Would you rather have your name known forever for doing something terrible or never be recognized for accomplishing something wonderful?
How terrible.
How terrible do you
like, supposedly,
it to
be? It's that one guy. What's the guy's name? Is it Ivan the Terrible or whatever those people
Ivan
are?
Vlad
the Impaler. That's not
Vlad
right.
Vlad the Impaler.
I don't know. But if you were known for doing something so terrible that you're remembered forever, I feel like that would be worse than being not remembered at all. But it depends on what the terrible thing is. Like, if you're remembered for doing something terrible, but it's only terrible to a certain couple of people, and for everybody else, it's like the best thing ever, and you're remembered for that, then maybe that would be awesome.
I mean, maybe you could be like the guy who invented backless dresses. Like, oh no, it's terrible.
Terrible. But
really?
What if you're the guy who invented paper? Because that would be terrible.
Boo.
I'm just full of them today. Okay. These puns are terrible.
Oh gosh, you're telling me.
No, but if I was the guy that invented paper and I was remembered forever for something like that, I mean,
okay, that would be okay. Anna, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think maybe do something and not be recognized.
Not be recognized?
Really? Yeah.
Normally I would go for that, but because I found the loophole where if I invented paper, I'm going to stick with that one. I'm sure it's the minority, but I'm going to stick with it because I like my rationale behind it.
So Anna is actually in the majority here.
Surprise, surprise.
By a pretty good margin. 79% of players would rather be recognized.
Wow.
They just haven't thought to invent paper. My goodness.
I mean, but paper's already invented.
Well, something kind of like paper. But, you know, if I went back in time and invented paper, I'd be remembered for inventing something terrible. But I'd be remembered forever. Although I don't actually know the guy who invented paper, so maybe
it's
that
been around for a really long time. I mean, paper's
like
been around almost since the dawn of civilization.
Is it more or less relevant? Not that's not the right word. Has it been around longer than the wheel?
That's a good question, actually.
I'm gonna guess probably not. I think the wheel would have come first, but who knows?
I don't know. I actually think it might be the other way around. But
I have no idea. I don't know if anybody has any proof either. But if you have proof, send your email to Seth, because I don't want to...
Wait, why do I have to deal with the fan emails?
Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, Anna, what do you have for us?
Okay, would you rather know when the world ends or know how the world ends?
In just the context of the question itself, I'd much rather know the how than the when.
Yeah, I think...
Because then you're always spending your life being like, if you know the how is going to happen tomorrow, you're like, what's going to happen? Is it going to be a nuclear war? Is it going to be a fire? Is it just, just
things
are going
to stop? I
think
I'm in the same boat, actually.
I'd rather know the how.
I'd rather know how the world ends than when it ends.
Me too. Okay. All right. You want to know? So we're all in the majority.
Yeah.
62% would want to know how the world ends.
Okay, that's a little less lopsided than I thought it would be.
That makes sense. I thought it was going to be a lot more split, but maybe people agree with me for once. As opposed to making terrible
puns. We're going mainstream.
Not again. It's like a third episode in a row.
That's the third would you rather in a row that's been super mainstream.
All right. Well, here's a question where I honestly don't know if there's a right answer to it.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather eat a container of butter or drink a bottle of maple syrup? And it doesn't specify the size of the container or the bottle either. So
I would drink a bottle of maple syrup.
Is it going to be the good maple syrup? Because I grew up with stuff that was super...
Why would you eat anything but good maple syrup?
Well, to be fair, I grew up with maple syrup that was very, very watery because it was the off-brand.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't very good.
If you eat an entire package of butter, though, could it be on stuff? You know, like bread and...
Well, the syrup could be on stuff, too.
Yeah.
Couldn't it?
Probably.
Maybe. It depends on how you interpret
drink.
The question.
It said drink the syrup.
But it also says eat a container of butter. And if you drink a bottle, usually, you know, that requires drinking the stuff that's in the bottle. But if you eat a container... That's eating the container itself, right? Like the plastic? Is that how it works?
I mean, based on the fact that one of these is edible, I'm going to go with drinking maple syrup because I don't want to eat plastic. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a good rationale there.
Yeah, right. I actually watched a guy eat a tire thing.
A tire?
No, not a tire. Entire. E-N-T-I-R. A tire thing of butter. It was like a giant stick.
Oof.
Ew. Like two sticks.
I can't believe.
And he did it.
I can't believe he ate the whole thing. I like butter, but not that much.
Well, he did it because his brother challenged him if he would eat the whole thing, he'd buy him a pocket knife. And his brother bought him
that
a pocket knife.
That better be a darn good pocket knife.
That's what I was going to say.
It was
going to
be a Swiss
knife,
Army knife, and his brother blamed me.
This is a personal experience.
Oh, man. That's a whole new level.
I thought it was like on YouTube or something.
No. math.
Okay. Mm. Well, you guys are actually in the majority, 70%.
No, not again.
77% of people would rather drink a bottle of maple syrup than eat a bunch of butter.
See, because butter's gross by itself.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the kind of butter, too, though. But
unless it's like, I don't even know. I can't think of a way to make butter taste good by itself.
Well, does butter have to come
from,
like,
cow milk? Well, you could put cinnamon in it.
That's true. I guess you could do, like, whipped butter. That might not be too
bad.
Isn't
there such thing as, like, fried butter? Or is that fried ice cream?
I don't remember. Yes. If it exists, there's probably a fried version of it.
Oh, yeah. You can get fried butter on a stick.
You can get fried anything on a stick.
Yeah.
I need to go to a fair more, to be honest.
On the Iowa State Fair website, they have a whole list of on a stick. That's what it's called. On a stick. And it tells you everything they have on a stick.
What an interesting shtick.
Did they find Jose Jalapeno on a stick? No. From, what is that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
What have you got?
I have one for you. This is a very interesting question because it does not really matter. None of these matter, but they're not like life and death hypothetical situations this time.
Especially like the one that I just asked.
Right.
Definitely life and death.
Would you rather be able to name a new element on the periodic table or win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Ooh.
Oh, that's easy. Win a gold medal at the Olympics.
In what event? What event would you pick?
Probably coding? Martial arts. No.
Martial arts? Like a specific...
Like karate.
Oh, okay. I was immediately thought fencing.
It's
I'm
sparring.
Like, that's not right. That's
fencing isn't a martial art.
It's an art,
I mean,
yes.
It is technically a martial art, but it's not what people think of as martial arts.
That's true. So specifically karate?
Like
I didn't know they actually
taekwondo.
Had gold medals for that.
Yeah, they just don't show it on TV. Because
not as interesting?
Well, no, I don't think as many Americans try out or go into that.
That makes sense.
Probably not.
That'd be fun to do. I mean, I'd love to win a medal. English. I'd love to win a medal at the Olympics, but I'd also love to name an element on the periodic table. I'd call something unobtainium or like can't obtain, but it's still super rarium or something like that.
Can't obtain, but still super rarium?
Yeah, that's from CinemaSins, I think.
See, I want to name an element Pazazium Infinionite.
Ooh.
What does it do, though?
I don't know. But I just want to name something Pazazium Infinionite because it's a reference to Phineas and Ferb.
Oh. I see what you did there. Oh, man.
It's my favorite element name for anything besides unobtainium.
Just call something like truth. Be like, aha, it's the element of truth. I have discovered it.
The element of surprise.
Yeah, I gave my sister a t-shirt of that. The symbols are AH, and it's like, and the number is 180.
Thank you.
And the weight is 0.0, because it makes the like surprised face or whatever. But I'm going to have to go with the gold medal as well,
both
frankly.
Both of you are saying gold medal.
Both
okay.
of those are like, they're really close in my mind, but I'm going to go with gold medal.
And
just
again,
barely.
You guys are in the majority.
Oh, dear.
63% of players would rather win a gold medal.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah, for real.
I guess there's more athletic folk.
I don't know. That's what I would have thought.
Well, that makes sense, I
guess. Olympics is, I don't know.
It's more televised,
exciting.
For sure.
You're like doing, I don't know. It's not theoretical.
I'd like to think elements are usually not theoretical either, but to be fair, I spent about an hour and a half last night perusing through the wiki, researching Schrodinger's equations and quantum physics. So a lot of that is also theoretical.
How did you sleep last night?
Not very well.
After that, I'd imagine.
Well, you had an extra hour, so.
That's
fair.
True, I did.
All right. All right, Anna, what
do
you got for us?
Okay, would you rather have hair covering your entire body or be completely bald?
Would I rather be a human or a monkey? There's the classification there.
I mean, technically, humans do have hair covering almost all of their bodies.
Technically,
so...
yeah. Actually, not technically. It's true.
On a technical level.
I mean, I want to go with that. I really like my hair.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree. Though I do know there's it's not a disease. It's like a condition where you're allergic to your own body hair. So in order to to relieve the symptoms or whatever. Basically, all of your hair is surgically removed. So there was someone that was in my brother's couple classes back in his college in my hometown where, I mean, she would wear a wig every day, but it would be like a different wig every day. And people were like, wait, you're changing your hairstyle so much. And eventually they realized that she just didn't actually have any hair. So she would draw in with makeup or something like that. So in that sense, that would almost be interesting as well because I don't for example, I don't like shaving. That's a very tiring thing to do. Insert ad for, what are those razors? Dollar Shave Club?
Gillette.
Not
a sponsor.
No, not at all.
Maybe someday.
That would be interesting. That would also be like, that's a good conversation starter too. Like, oh, you don't have any hair. Yeah. And here's why I have a, you know, I don't know. So that sounds interesting to me, but I'm still going to have to agree with Seth on this one.
I'm sticking with be covered in hair.
Okay. You guys are
second.
Minority.
Oh,
26%
really?
Should have their hair covered entire body. 74% would be bald.
74% of people need to study science harder.
Well, maybe they're thinking like your hair, it's like the same length as what's on your head normally, where it's just like super long everywhere.
Like that episode of Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of too. It doesn't say fur, though. It says hair. Hair is different than fur.
But poodles have hair and not fur.
Yeah, fair
can't
enough.
Can't argue with that logic, can you?
Darn it, you've out-logicked me again.
All right, so I've got a question for the both of you. Would you rather never be able to touch anyone again?
So be Rogue from the X-Men.
Or never be able to talk to anyone again?
Ooh.
Depends on how you define touch, to be honest. Like, if you mean, like, scientifically where you can't touch anything, then what's the difference? But I don't think that's how they mean it.
Well, if I can't touch anyone, that means that I'm Rogue, because that's one of the side effects of her superpowers.
She can wear gloves and touch people.
Yeah.
Right. Not like
so there's
skin
already
contact,
a loophole.
Though. But wasn't that, like, her main power, though, was that if you touched people, she would steal their either life energy or their powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a good loophole.
So based on the fact that I want superpowers, I'm going to go with that one.
But it doesn't mean you get a superpower, though. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're doing there. So Seth is going to choose the superpower.
I'm extrapolating based on the parameters of the question, which aren't very much.
Fair enough. A very open-ended question, indeed.
If it's like Rogue, where you can put on gloves and stuff and still hug people. And
or maybe like Elsa from Frozen.
Elsa. Yeah.
From that super popular
Elsa
movie
does,
like 3 years
she
ago.
Can touch oh, people. No. She just puts the gloves on because it's like... psychological help.
You're also going to go with not be able to touch people?
I guess so.
All right.
There's a lot of agreement on this episode, too.
And you guys are in the majority. Surprise, surprise. But it's only 56% of people.
Oh, that's a little more split than I was expecting.
Maybe they also
less lopsided.
Maybe they also all want to be Rogue from X-Men. It's a very popular belief.
I don't think they've
belief.
All come up with that loophole.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess if you say so.
Some people just hate being touched.
That is true.
You don't have to worry about spreading germs that way. But also means you can't, like, hug anybody. You can't kiss anybody.
Air
you can't,
hug.
Like, you know, slap them in the face if they annoy you unless you're wearing gloves. You know.
Hey, if you're wearing gloves, there's no evidence.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Plus, if you slap them in the face when you're not wearing gloves, it hurts them more.
Hmm. Oh, I get, because you're not supposed to
exactly,
touch them.
Exactly, because you're not supposed to touch them.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought this through.
Oh, okay.
Even right, though Seth. I didn't know I was going to have to think it through.
All right.
Okay, so if you had superpowers from an unknown origin.
That's quite the caveat.
Would you rather allow the government to experiment on you or not allow the government to experiment on you?
Not allow the
I'm
government
go with not right away.
To experiment.
Wow, that was the least deliberation we've ever had on
of
a
course.
Question.
I don't like government experimentation. Just its whole premise is flawed. They always do it for their own ends.
Yeah.
We've pulled DNA samples from superheroes to make our own superhero. Oh, crap. He's going to kill everyone.
And while we're at it, let's make our own computers smarter so they can help. Oh, there goes AI again.
I'm
oh,
sorry,
dear.
Dave. I can't do that.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
You're not supposed to sound like Hal. I'm supposed
oh, yeah,
to
I'm,
sound like Hal.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be Dave. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
I'm actually a Dave, too, which is great.
It looks like 84% of players agree with you.
Well, that was easy.
So that's a very, very hard majority.
It's a very, very hard question, too, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think we've got time for a couple more. So,
I'm
Anna,
excited.
What have you got for us?
Would you rather... Wait, I haven't switched it yet.
Oh, dear. Would you rather stay on the same question or go to the next one? 50% of people don't agree with the other 50% when it's
okay.
a 50-50 split.
What? What?
Got it.
Okay.
Would you rather be in a car accident that kills only you or be responsible for a car accident where you live but 5 closest friends and family die? I'd rather die.
Have we had this one before?
This
sounds
familiar.
Extremely familiar.
But I haven't a clue what I picked.
I'd rather die.
I remember what I picked because
did you
I said the same thing.
That makes sense.
Like, I would take the hit rather than let everyone else die.
You'd rather die the hero rather than... Wait, that was a different question.
That was a different question that we've already had.
All right, so we'll give you a chance not to re-roll. We'll do another question from Anna since that question was super familiar to the both of us.
Okay.
Re-roll with advantage.
Would you rather always be sweating or always appear shivering cold?
Well, my problem is I'm already always, like, shivering cold. So that wouldn't be any different. And I've gotten used to that, so I'm going to go with that one.
I hate being cold, but I hate sweating more. Ooh. So I think I'm going to say the same thing.
Yeah, okay. I'd say that too.
And the popular opinion is?
Is in your favor.
Oh, no.
Of course it is.
77% would say they'd always be shivering cold.
Well, stop the podcast. We've gone mainstream.
Oh, no, we got to do, I think.
See you, everybody.
No, we've got time for one more question. So, would you rather be an only child or have one parent?
Either way, that's terrible.
Well, it depends. I feel
so
like,
would I rather be a Disney character or a normal person?
Would you rather be... Wait, I was going to say Batman, but that's not right. Technically, he was an only child.
Batman was an only child because his parents died.
But he had both parents, but then he doesn't anymore. So that doesn't work. So you can't be Batman in this situation. Actually, no, you could. You could be an only child.
But no.
You'd be an only child with no parents then. So anyways, so would you rather have absolutely no siblings... Or just have one parent?
That's really hard. Why did we start and end on really hard questions?
To make things more interesting?
I guess so.
I don't know. It wasn't intentional for sure.
I have friends who are only children.
Children.
Only children.
I mean, they seem to do just fine for the most part. But...
Yeah. If I had a lot of cousins and made a lot of friends, it probably wouldn't be too bad. But I would miss my brother and sister a lot.
Well, it doesn't say that your brother and sister have to die. It just says that they never exist. Wait, that's not as good. Or that's not better at all. So your caveat here is if you had a whole bunch of friends and like cousins that are still in the family, you wouldn't mind nearly as much being an only child as if you only had one parent.
Well, hang on a second. It just says only child. It doesn't say what they're the only one to do.
So if you're the only boy, you're an only child? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that the question doesn't disallow that.
Oh, so you could be the only boy and have a bunch of sisters. Or you could be the only girl and have a bunch of boys.
Or you'd be the only child that had superpowers.
Oh.
Ooh.
So again, you want to be Batman.
I'm really stuck on the superpowers
today.
But
you still can't be Batman. He doesn't actually have superpowers.
We need to have a Batman episode.
But he doesn't have superpowers. And he also is... Okay. Anyways.
That's another episode.
He's got as many superpowers as Tony Stark.
Shots have been fired, ladies.
Not by Batman, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'd rather be the only child because I want superpowers still.
Because you're more likely to have superpowers
exactly.
as an only child.
I want to be the only child that has superpowers.
Oh, okay. But once you become an adult, everybody gets superpowers.
Everyone has the superpower when they're an adult. It's called responsibility. Oh!
That's the worst superpower ever.
I know!
I'm Responsibility Man! I'm here to pay my taxes and vote.
And get a job and have a successful career.
Oh, man.
Life.
The worst. I think that's a super villain, actually. Do I dare go that far?
Ladies and gentlemen, more shots have been fired.
Still not by Batman, because he doesn't use a gun. If we didn't make that clear before.
So David is just full of shots and puns today, apparently.
Well, I guess. Not anymore. I think I used up all my shots now.
You used all your shots. Do you still have any puns?
Yeah, I'm sure I do, but we'll come across those later. I don't want to spoil anything right now.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Did we ever actually choose answer? I did.
So Seth chose being an only child. Anna, you said also only child because if you had friends, that's your caveat. Rather
than completely different reasoning.
Superpowers.
I had a lot of cousins that are close.
That's fair.
Surprisingly, or maybe not, depending on how you view the question, you guys are in the majority, again. 75% of people would rather be an only child.
Again, that's a very clear majority.
But I also feel like that's a little more common, being an only child rather than having just one parent. But I don't know the statistics there.
Yeah, a lot of people only have one parent.
Oh no, more relevant discussion topics.
We need to fire Responsibility Man. Get off the stage.
Anyways, we have to end the episode.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. So, Anna, what we normally do when we end the episode is because Seth and I have absolute pitch, we let our guest pick a random note. You just give us the note. Since you're familiar with notes and music, you can give us any random note. We will try to harmonize on a chord, either based off of that note or containing that note, depending on how we feel like it. And if you're interested, you can join us as well. We've had someone join us. Was it Luke, I think?
Luke joined us. Jesse joined us on our last guest episode.
Well, that's right. So it's up to you, depending on how much you feel like singing.
I don't know, because I was going to try to pick something hard.
There's not really anything hard, but we've had a ton of people pick F sharp, G sharp,
and C.
All notes right in there. So I don't know if we've ever had like an E or a B or something like less...
I don't think we've had B yet, actually.
Okay, are we, B.
We're not trying to make the decision for you, but B, okay.
I believe you.
Oh, but I thought you said I was supposed to have the puns.
I know, I'm stealing them all, apparently.
That pun was okay. You get a B. Got it, okay.
You killed it! No. Maybe I was going to ask if you like jazz.
Well, I was hoping that we could get rid of that movie.
Fair.
All right, so we're going to pick a B. Should we give you the B, Anna, so that if you want to sing the tonic, then we can just harmonize off of it?
Sure.
You just either hum that or you can sing goodbye and we'll build a chord off of it. So
okay.
You want to do the same thing we did before, Seth, where I go the third, you go the fifth?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's
yes.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.